Okay, there we go. That's a little more what I expected to see. So we removed that reference image, and we actually have something that looks like a logo as far as assets go. So it looks like our reference image was kind of messing with the model in that case. Okay, there we go. See, we're figuring it out. These, like I said, this is kind of part of the process. Now that we've used their latest model, which is good at spelling, we're getting all of our words spelled correctly here. This is also a little bit more of a poster style. We were getting like images of posters before, not an actual poster that we can use. So again, learning the quirks of the tool as we go here. As always, we emphasize the need to experiment with these tools, iterate on your prompts, continue to push the models to get what you need. That's always going to get you the best result. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back today with another episode on a great AI tool. In this case, we're talking about a new image generator, at least new to us and new to the show. And this was taken from today's Rundown.ai newsletter, where it was highlighted. As always, major shout out to the Rundown.ai and everything they got going on over there. Definitely check them out. They have the newsletter, Rundown University, just all the best AI news and education, information and info that you could find. But in the recent newsletter, they talked about a tool, or they mentioned a tool, an image generator called Dreamina. At least I think that's how it's pronounced. D-R-E-A-M, Dream, I-N-A. So forgive me if I'm mispronouncing it, but again, check out the subtitles below to see how that's spelled. And let me know if you think it's pronounced any differently. But Dreamina is actually an image generator that's developed by ByteDance's CapCut team. So this is a part of the CapCut team's creative suite of tools over at ByteDance, which again is the parent company of TikTok. It does have standard text-to-image generation, so you're going to be able to transform your prompts into these high-quality visuals. It also appears to have a good handle on text creation within those images, so we'll test that out at the end of our episode today when we hop into the tool, so be sure to stick around. It's going to have also the ability to apply multiple different styles to your generations, just like we've seen in other generators, and also allow for the customization of things like aspect ratio and size and quality. All of these things. Also, similarly to other editors, or excuse me, image generators, there is an editor built in called the Canvas. And basically, you're going to be able to perform upscaling and expansion to your images so you can get higher resolution or increase the size and extend the range or the existing boundaries of your image. It's also where you're going to be able to do things like inpainting. Again, for anybody who might be new to the show or AI image generators or AI editing, inpainting is the ability to basically select the interior dimensions of an object within your image. So let's say you had like a red ball or something, you could select or highlight that red ball, and then you could prompt the model to change it into a globe. And then this feature, the inpainting feature, would be able to change that ball into a globe. Also within the tool, you're going to have the ability to upload a reference image. So this has become pretty standard and expected through all of the image generators that we talked about. Now having the ability to give the model something to work with as far as a reference. So if you find something that you like or you want to use for inspiration, you're going to be able to use that in Dreamina as well. The main reason, though, that I wanted to highlight this tool today was because I think it has potential for being a differentiated tool when it comes to print assets and graphic design and campaign assets in particular. And that's because they have a few very specific functions and features and training built into their tool and their prompting capabilities. And we're going to touch on each of them here. So there is a AI logo creator. And from what I can tell, it's just using the standard tool, the standard user interface. But if you specifically prompt the model to create you a logo, then it is very trained on how to do that. And the same thing goes for things like posters and flyers and labels. So if you include in your prompt to create a poster or a label, then that's the type of asset that's going to be generated. So you have the ability to create posters and logos and flyers and labels and business cards. So all of these very marketing specific assets. So we're going to test out the tool's ability to do that and see if there's any value to be had here over a Midjourney or a DALL-E when it comes to creating those specific traditionally print assets. Obviously, all very important elements in a print campaign or a marketing campaign in general, whether it's advertising or organic social or print, like I said, you're going to be able to create whatever you need in a variety of different formats and sizes. Okay, so without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the tool so you can all check it out. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here for anybody who is watching along on video. You should be seeing the Dreamina the Dreamina AI interface here now. And if you've seen any of our other videos on image generators or these AI tools in general, then you are likely seeing some similarities in the design and the interface that we have here. Immediately appearing in front of you is a gallery, a showcase of user-generated content and other users-generated images that we can check out. You can categorize and search through those based on trends, photography, anime, nature, product design, video, all of these different categories that they have along the top here. There's also AI Shorts that you can explore and check out for inspiration as well, which is a good segue into these next two generators that you're seeing at the top of the screen here. This is the video generator, if you're watching along on video, and the music generator. And it would appear that Dreamina is still in the process of building those out. We'll definitely be circling back around on the tool and checking these out in the future. It appears that they're both in beta right now. You can sign up for the music generator when you click on that, but it appears when you click on video generator, it just gives you a little pop-up saying that you can stay tuned for their new future. And again, if you click music generator, you get the option to sign up. The other thing you're probably noticing or maybe noticing is right up here in the top right-hand corner, we have our credits being displayed, and we have 120 credits, and these are granted for free when you sign up. So definitely do so. You can test out this tool and see if it works for you or if you have any preference to it compared to any of the other tools that you may use. But let's go ahead and take a look at their pricing. Since we're talking about the credits, we'll look at their subscriptions just in case you do want to upgrade and get more credits. So here you should be looking at the pricing screen with me now. The first thing you'll see is there is a free tier. And what happens is you get renewed bonus credits every day when you log in that you can claim. So you should be able to do some testing or generation each day in the tool. Whether that's enough to power your campaigns, that's up to you. So as is typical, we have a yearly and a monthly option, but there also is a 1 month option, which I find very interesting and intriguing. If you just need 1 month worth of credits or generation, you can do that here as well. So if you're looking at the yearly, there is a basic, which is $145 per year, and it's the equivalent of about $1.20 per 100 credits. You have standard at $3.35 per year, which is 69 cents per 100 credits, or advanced, which they say is their best value, at $670 per year, and that's going to give you an average price per credit of 43 cents per 100 credits, excuse me. Definitely check out the link in the show notes to do a bit of a more deeper comparison on these, but at that basic, you're going to get 1,010 credits per month. At the standard, you're going to get 4,040, and then at the advanced, you're going to get 13,110 credits. 1,000 credits, for what it's worth and what it says here, should be able to generate up to 505 images or 42 videos. So at $145 per year, you should be able to get that monthly output of 505 images or 42 videos, which is not too bad. Of course, you may also be seeing that you're going to need to pay to remove any watermarks in your downloaded assets, something that is very common as well within these tools. And likely means that if you are going to use it in any of your final campaigns or creatives, then you will need to have one of these paid plans. But it looks like you can do that within the 1 month plans as well. Okay, moving on with our tour of the tool here before we get into our generations. On the left-hand side of the screen, we have our navigation and our options. There's an explore tab. Again, if you're watching along on video, this is going to bring you to the gallery, the showcase that was also on the homepage. You can also see your profile, everything that you generated or any short films that you've created. There's also a social aspect to Dreamina, which is interesting. You can follow creators and users, and creators can follow you, and they can then engage with your content. Below that, we have our AI tools. You have an area where all your assets can be stored, images or canvases or videos. And canvases are kind of like, again, those boards or layouts, depending on any other design tool that you may have used. Then, of course, our image generator is the next option we have here, and we'll dive into that in a second. And then finally, we have that canvas editor, where you're going to be able to upload your images and prompt an image to generate and then do some editing directly on that image within the tool. Okay, so let's go back and take a look at our image generator now. Again, should look somewhat familiar to anybody who's been in an image generator before. You have your input box where you can describe your image or enter your prompt. And again, if you didn't catch it earlier when we were talking about the different assets, the different very specifically marketing assets that you can create, whether it's a logo or a poster or a label, you simply need to use the keyword to request that asset in your prompt. So if you want a poster, you ask for a poster. If you want a flyer, you ask for a flyer, and it's going to do very specific design elements based on that. Here you can see you have the ability to upload a reference image. Now, if you want to add text into your image, they direct you in their prompts to put quotation marks around it, which I think is a very helpful feature for both user and AI model to ideally have more accurate text generation in your images. So we're going to test that out as well. But it's nice they give you a little button here to generate the quotation marks automatically. Next, we have the model that you want to generate with. Many of these tools give you the ability to toggle between different models. Looks like they have their Image 2.1, which is their new model that excels in quote-unquote realistic structures, great cinematography, and improved text accuracy and typography in generated images. Image 2.0 Pro offers great diversity in photorealism, wide possibilities, and creates incredibly lifelike images. So if you're looking for photorealism, you might want to try Image 2.0 Pro. Image 1.4 excels at everything from photorealism to painterly styles, and it supports prompts in natural language. And then Image XL Pro, better generation results with professional control capabilities, works best with tag-based prompts. So I think for our demo purposes tonight, we're just going to stick with Image 2.1 and see what we can do with typography and things like that. Obviously, we won't be able to test out the cinematography because we can't generate any video yet. Next here, as we go down the creator or the image generator, we have the quality slider, which is going to allow you to determine the quality of your image. Obviously, the better the image quality, the longer it's going to take to generate. Then you have your dimensions or your aspect ratio, tons of different options here, giving you the ability to create for multiple platforms, multiple placements right here within the tool. And lastly, you can edit the size of your image as well. Okay, so let's do a little test run here in the image generator. We are going to first start by creating a logo for Digital Pop. I think what we'll do is then using that logo, we'll also create a poster and a label for Digital Pop, and we'll see what we're able to generate. And we're going to be looking for brand consistency across these different assets. That's something that they also pitch as a core feature or a differentiator of Dreamina. So let's go ahead. Okay, so the first thing I've done is select a reference image that I want to use for these assets. I just took our little Digital Pop Navigator or AI Marketing Navigator mascot here, and I wanted to show you the options here in the reference image. So you're going to select what to reference within this image. Is it an object? Is it a human face? Is it the style? Is it an edge? Is it the depth or the pose? Things like that. So definitely a little bit different of a feature here from Dreamina. I am just going to reference the style in this case so we can kind of get this style into our logo, into our label, and into our poster. Then you have this intensity slider here, which I'm going to guess dictates how intense the adherence to the style is going to be. And this is good. Another little quirk that we found and discovered through this demo is that if you are going to reference style from your image, you can only use the Image XL Pro generator. So we're going to go back and see what else we can reference and see what else opens up these models. Otherwise, we'll just continue on with the Image XL Pro. Okay, so for instance, I switched the reference from style to object and it highlighted our little navigator. And now it's going to let us generate with these other models. So let's go ahead and select Image 2.1, the new model, and see what that does for us. Now, I'm going to go ahead and come up with our prompt. Stand by. Okay, so I have our prompt here. It says, create a professional eye-catching logo for a digital marketing agency that is called Digital Pop. So we have our reference to the object. We have our prompt. We have our Image 2.1 model selected. We're going to keep the quality right here at the average or at the middle in 5. And then I'm going to select this 21:9 horizontal aspect ratio for our logo. And I'll just leave the size at its default. And then you can see down here on the generate button, it's telling us how many of our 120 credits we're going to use. In this case, it looks like we're using 4. So I'm going to go ahead and generate and let's see what we're able to create. Stand by. Okay, so here are our first generations. So they don't really look like logos to me so much. However, I am impressed that it was able to grab so much of our reference image so well and put it in, cut here, and put it into these different backgrounds. Let's try prompting again and just being a little more clear that we want the logo to say Digital Pop. Okay, so now I've just added the logo should contain the words Digital Pop to our prompt. Let's go ahead and generate again and see if we get any better results. Stand by. Okay, no look, but this is good. This is why we test out these tools for you guys. Let's try removing our reference and just creating a logo from scratch and see if that gives us a better result. So I'm going to delete this reference image part and go ahead and generate once more. Once we remove the reference image, it's worth noting that our cost went down from 4 credits to 2 credits. So it's going to cost you more to upload a reference image. So let's go ahead and generate. Okay, there we go. That's a little more what I expected to see. So we removed that reference image and we actually have something that looks like a logo as far as assets go. So it looks like our reference image was kind of messing with the model in that case. Now I would like to try using the reference image again, but this time let's create a poster. So I'm going to prompt the model for a poster. Stand by. Okay, so I have our prompt all set. It says create a professional eye-catching poster for a digital marketing agency. The poster should contain the words, bring your marketing into the future. And again, we reference the style of that image. So we are going to use Image XL Pro this time because we're referencing the style. I just wanted to see if that had a little different effect than referencing the actual object or the actual mascot or character, whatever you want to call him. So let's go ahead and keep our quality at 5. And this time, since we're generating a poster, I'm going to do a more of a poster aspect ratio. And I'll leave our size just as is again. Now, since we're using a reference, our generate price has gone back up to 4. All right, so let's go ahead and see what we can create as far as posters go. Okay, and here we have our results. So we're starting to see the first few trip ups, I think, from the tool. I do like, again, the ability to reference kind of the style of an image. It definitely pulled in the style from our little character right there. But as you can see, none of the text was actually created correct in this generation. So let's try one more time. And this time, let's try removing our reference again, just to see if that once again has a positive effect on our results. So stand by. I'm going to generate this once more at a cost of 2 credits this time. Okay, so we're starting to run into some of the limitations of the tool, I think, or at least some of the quirks. And this is the learning curve that I mention a lot when we talk about these AI tools. It's going to take some time with each of these tools to get used to it, to figure out the meta or the best way to use it. I'm going to continue to do some testing here live with you guys. I think what I'll do now is just shorten the words a little bit to see if the length is what's maybe giving it so much trouble with the spelling and the accuracy in the text. So let's go ahead and shorten that just to like marketing and see if it nails marketing better than an entire tagline, I guess. So stand by, I'm gonna generate once more. Okay, so still struggling a little bit with the spelling, but I just realized that it's actually their newer model, their image 2.1 model that excelled at the text. So I'm gonna switch back to that now for our poster and see if we can get closer to our original prompt. Again, without referencing the style. Actually, let's go ahead and do that and see if that solves our issues. Okay, so we're back to our original prompt without the style reference, so we can use this latest image model. Let's go ahead and generate and see if we get any closer. Okay, there we go. See, we're figuring it out. These, like I said, this is kind of part of the process. Now that we've used their latest model, which is good at spelling, we're getting all of our words spelled correctly here. This is also a little bit more of a poster style. We were getting like images of posters before, not an actual poster that we can use. So again, learning the quirks of the tool as we go here. As always, we emphasize the need to experiment with these tools, iterate on your prompts, continue to push the models to get what you need. That's always going to get you the best result. Okay, last but not least, let's try and generate a label for a product. Taking what we've learned from our last few tests here, I'm just going to keep, not going to use a reference image. I'm going to keep the same image model, and I'm just going to change the word poster to label in our prompt and see what we're able to create. So stand by for our last generation here. Oops, I forgot to change one of our poster words back to label, so we're gonna do this one more time. Okay, here we have our first results. Again, looks like we need to do a little bit of tweaking and a little bit of testing here to get an actual product label that we like. We do have a little bit of a label application going with the picture on the left here where it's applying it to a badge. But what I expected to happen and kind of what their demos alluded to is that you can prompt for a label and it's gonna give you a nice image of a product with that label on it. So let's try one more prompt here. And I'm just gonna ask it to put our label on a product and make it a product label. So stand by. Okay, so still a little off in my opinion. So I'm gonna try once again, one more prompt. I'm just gonna be very specific about the product that I want this label to be placed on. I'm gonna say like a water tumbler or something like that. Okay, there we go. This is kind of how I imagined the tool working as far as labels go and how they demoed it as well. You can get these mockups of a beverage tumbler or a glass or a beverage in this instance. Once again, the lesson is to be specific, be clear with your prompts, ask for what you're looking for as far as the label on a product, the poster, the logo that you create. But I do think that there is definitely some potential here as far as these marketing specific assets. Definitely do some comparison of your own between the other image generators and how they create these assets. That's on my to-do list as well. So when we circle back on either Dreamina or we do our next image generator episode or maybe a daily digest where we follow up and talk about how these other image generators handle these very specific asset creations. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. Review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.